we should be noticing, and I hate to say that, you know, we're right. I give a lot of thought to what's said on this program. We don't just make it up as we go along. Now, there's a book you can buy called The Australian Century by Asha Judar. Now, Asha Judar has got all sorts of degrees from Deakin University, and he's worked with and advised and represented some of Australia's top industry leaders and government ministers in all sorts of areas. And the book's called The Australian Century. He wrote an opinion piece in yesterday's Financial Review, and it was entitled The Australian Catch Cry Sees the Century. And it virtually echoes the things I've been saying for months and months and months, but basically summing up in a sentence, Australia's future is agriculture. Asher Judar says the 21st century is Australia's century, and it's time we seized it. He says the most significant event of the 21st century will be the rise of the global middle class, which will almost triple in size from 1.8 billion today to over 4.9 billion by the 2030s. And he says this class, 60% of which will be urban dwellers due to economic and social forces, quote, consists of those who have scope for discretionary expenditure over and above the basic necessities of life. In other words, this group will demand luxuries like high-quality food, and they've got the means to pay for it. Asher Judar says by 2030, global food demand will be 50% greater than current levels, and approximately $11.7 trillion spent on food each year. Now, you know where the argument's heading. We have the opportunity to carve out an extraordinary long-term agricultural future for ourselves. Tasmania recognised that yesterday when it banned fracking for 5 years, and a Liberal government down there said to protect its agriculture. But to properly ensure this agricultural future, we have to protect, develop, and above all, own our abundant agricultural resources. And that means saying no to mining on agricultural land and no to selling agricultural land to foreigners.